老师。
Or do you prefer Yvette?
I don't understand. She was in a coma. Now she's fine?
It wasn't a regular coma. It was medically induced by her doctor. He put her in and brought her out as needed.
To kill Casey and Anna. I don't understand. Why would he?
Because he was the married man with whom she was having an affair. Obviously, she never introduced you. Because he was also part of her plan to protect her money from her father's illegitimate children. When I met him the other day, I noticed a pale stripe of skin on his finger. Clearly, he'd recently stopped wearing his wedding band. Didn't think anything of it in the moment, but then at a gathering I attended this evening, I heard the story of a woman who seduced her doctor to take advantage of his medical expertise. And it got me thinking about you and your sister's predicament. Two heiresses learn of the existence of two half-siblings days before they're set to receive their rather massive inheritance. One has a big heart, the other, big heart, wants to share. Get to know these people, welcome them as family, and share with them her many blessings. Little heart would rather see them dead. Problem is, she knows that only she and one other person, her sister, have motive to kill them. She also knows that this motive, in time, could easily be traced back to her. So what does she do? She finds herself an alibi that is beyond reproach. She enlists the help of someone with the knowledge and the expertise to not only help her stage a suicide attempt, but ease her into a coma.
Yvette's doctor was arrested a little while ago. He confessed to giving her barbiturates to keep her unconscious, not only to trick the machines that monitored her, but also anyone who would want to examine her when he wasn't around.
It wasn't a perfect plan, of course. Between the drugs and the atrophied muscles, she was quite weak. That's why she was seated when she shot Casey and Anna. Because in the moment, it was too difficult to stand.
I never told you that I